In the United States, the Trump administration has unveiled plans to make sweeping budget cuts at the State Department, the Environmental Protection Agency, and a host of other government department programs. The cuts are designed to pay for the construction of a wall along the US border with Mexico and for the president's proposed $54 billion military buildup. As our correspondent Simon Marks reports from Washington, the budget foresees a seismic reshaping of America's priorities both at home and internationally.
Anyone looking for an indication of just how much President Trump plans to change America can now find the answer in black and white. His draft budget is a recipe for a radically different country, an equation that cuts money from a host of programs and government departments and diverts the funding to the Pentagon for a military modernization program and the Department of Homeland Security for the construction of a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico. The president's budget director is Mick Mulvaney.
This is the message the president wanted to send to the public, to the press, to Capitol Hill. He wants more money for defense, more money for border enforcement, more money for law enforcement generally, more money for the vets, more money for school choice, and then to offset that money with savings elsewhere.
Elsewhere turns out to be places like the Environmental Protection Agency. It will lose one-third of its funding. Adjusted for inflation, its budget will be at its lowest level for 40 years. Director Mulvaney said that reflects the president's determination to defund research into climate change.
As to climate change, I think the president was fairly straightforward. We're not spending money on that anymore. We consider that to be a waste of your money.
Over at the State Department, the proposals call for a 28% budget cut. Foreign aid, public diplomacy, and democracy promotion take the brunt of the hit. So the budget director was asked, what happens to all those people starving for food or democracy in other parts of the world?
This is a hard power budget. That this administration intends to change course from a soft power budget to a hard power budget.
The State Department, I think, will be radically changed should this cut actually go through.
David Cramer was Assistant Secretary of State in charge of many of those programs now on the block under the last Republican administration led by President George W. Bush.
It's very important for the United States to support human rights and democracy activists around the world who look to the United States for financial, political, moral support. And so if we pull out of the activity and work of trying to advance the cause of freedom and human rights, rule of law, democracy, transparency, I do think that we're going to have a more unstable world around us.
The White House is also under fire for the attack the budget wages against recipients of relatively small government grants that operate social, cultural, and artistic programs. Public broadcasting here will be defunded. So will the National Endowment for the Arts, the U.S. Institute for Peace, and there will be cuts at Meals on Wheels. The budget will almost certainly not go through in its current form, but it is a statement of President Trump's intention and a clear indication that, unlike former Republican President George H.W. Bush, he has no interest in leading a kinder, gentler nation. For Checkpoint, I'm Simon Marks in Washington.